League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Any questions to be answered yet?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. First update of the new decade. Welcome to 2020. And guys, to your point, I don't know. It seems like the Patriots, specifically Tom Brady, thrive when people start counting them out. And all this talk about Brady being done, it's only going to fuel the fire. So tread lightly when talking down on the GOAT, Tom Brady. And it's me saying that. I mean, I have to. He's the GOAT. But let's get into it, guys. Last night, unfortunately, some sad news coming out to start the decade. Former NBA commissioner David Stern has passed away at the age of 77. He passed away as a result of the brain hemorrhage he suffered a couple weeks ago, I think 3 weeks ago. He took over the NBA in 1984 at the crossroads of the league. And over the course of 30 years, he shaped it into what a global brand it is today, including seven teams that joined the league, six of them relocated. He created the WNBA in 1997 and the Development League, a.k.a. the G League now. He also increased the values of NBA franchises and player contracts. The NBA wouldn't be what it is today without David Stern. He's one of the trailblazers in not only basketball, but in all of sports. So rest in peace to David Stern. Well wishes to his family and everybody close to him. Adam Silver even mentioned how much of a mentor and friend he was. So everybody's going through it. Rest in peace, David Stern. Let's stick in the association. Talk about some interesting games. Guys, the Knicks taking down the Trailblazers 117-93. They spoil Carmelo Anthony's return to the Garden. Mitchell Robinson had 22 points off the bench, hitting all 11 of his shots. He was 11 of 11. Unbelievable day for him. Julius Randle added a double-double of 22 points and 13 rebounds. For Carmelo, in his return, he had a game-high 26 points, 7 rebounds. Late game last night, the Lakers taking out the Suns, 117-107. This is the Lakers' third win in a row. LeBron James notched his eighth double-double of the season, 31 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. Anthony Davis added a double-double of 26 points and 11 rebounds. For the Suns, Devin Booker, man, what can you say? He's great. 32 points, 7 assists. And Kelly Oubre Jr. added 26 points in the loss. College football, guys, great games over the weekend, over the holiday, New Year's. But Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa will announce his draft decision on Monday. Nick Saban, after the game of the Citrus Bowl, mentioned on Wednesday that he had not been told whether quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will return to school and enter the draft. Tua tweeted after that press conference, "I'll be making my decision on the 6th. God bless and roll tide." Well, he suffered a dislocated hip in November against Mississippi State. And here's a note, guys. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross was in Orlando at the Citrus Bowl on the Michigan sideline near where Tua was on the field in the pregame on crutches. Like they were having a conversation. Who knows? The Dolphins
tampering.
Dolphins have the third pick. Tampering. Yeah, no one's going to mention it though because it's just the Dolphins.
They got the fifth pick. Miami has the fifth pick.
Oh, fifth pick. I thought it was the third pick.
They have
I'm
the
sorry.
Fifth pick. It's interesting because that leaves the door open. I believe Detroit and the Giants are 3 and 4 right above them. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows Miami's looking for a quarterback. So if you want to get one, you need to hop Miami. So it could be very interesting to see if teams start calling Detroit, if teams start calling the Giants to get up to the third or fourth spot in the draft.
Interesting, because you look at Tua. I mean, he sprained both his ankles. He's had knee injuries. Yep. I mean, now this hip.
The hip, yeah.
Is he really going to be that much? I mean, obviously, he's a great quarterback, and they're going to want to have him, but are these injuries something they really consider heading into the draft? I mean, he's a young kid.
Real question. All it takes, though, is one team.
One team.
All it takes is one team that's interested and falls in love with the guy.
One team that's interested in one hit that could also hinder him as well. But, hey, tread lightly. That's what happens in the draft. You know, teams are going in. They're going to see what they got. But Tua, a very hot commodity coming into this year's draft. Let's talk about some college football games on slate for tonight. You got Boston College taking on Cincinnati. Shout out to Mike Blewett over there. Sure, he'll be watching this game. This is the Birmingham Bowl. Cincinnati are 7.5-point favorites, and the over-under is 54.5. Second game, you got Indiana taking on Tennessee in the Gator Bowl. Tennessee are your 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 54.5. Let's talk about some of these NFL games really quickly. I know we got a couple days ahead, but injuries leading into the games on Saturday for the AFC. You got Adoree Jackson for the Titans, the cornerback. He was a full participant in back-to-back practices this week. But on Wednesday, Mike Vrabel said they will continue to evaluate him, but it's looking like he is going to play. It would give him a huge boost against the Patriots offense that struggled all season. But Adoree Jackson, key part of that Tennessee defense that will bounce them into the divisional round. Also in this same game, Adam Humphries, wide receiver for the Titans, was limited all week. I don't even think he practices. He didn't practice actually yesterday at all. He's likely to be ruled out this Saturday. So we're looking at A.J. Brown, the potential rookie of the year to step up in a key matchup for the Titans this season. I mean, he's got my pick. I know Josh Jacobs was great, but I think A.J. Brown may be the rookie of the year.
You got Kyler Murray also.
Kyler Murray as well, but which team is in the playoffs, Dane? I mean, you got to look at that.
Fair enough.
A.J. Brown, rookie stud, potential rookie of the year. That's my vote. But that we'll see what happens. All right. That
about you can get good odds on it if you want.
They got some great odds. Maybe throw a couple shekels on it, as you say, Dane. But I digress. We'll throw it to Dane and Joe back on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash to start 2020.
The Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, guys, here we go. Hour number two on this Thursday, January the 2nd, 2020. Welcome into the 20s. Hope your new year was a lot of fun. Hope you had a good time. Hope you weren't stuck watching the Jonas Brothers. But, hey, it is what it is, guys. There is plenty of action going on here today in the world of sports. I mean, think about it. 9 NBA games. You've got 12 NHL games. You're going to have 2 bowl games like Fasano just told you about starting at 3 p.m. And, of course, welcome to College Hoops. 73 college basketball games on tap here today. Plethora of ways for you to be able to invest and make some money to start your 2020. And, of course, there's still a lot of teams that aren't playing here this weekend. And one of them, Cowboy fans pulling a hair out right now, trying to figure out why are we meeting with a third time with Jason Garrett? Like, somebody explain to me what was discussed the first two times that now we need a third time? Like, what the hell is going on? And it's so Jerry, I can't even begin to tell you. I don't know, Dane. Is he there by the end of today or is he not? I don't know.
I have a theory. It sounds crazy. It's crazy that they're just stringing him along like this. It absolutely is. My theory, though, is connected to Mike Zimmer, Joe.
Mm.
Like, they don't know, maybe, if they have the guy that they truly want because he's still playing. And right. There's also been buzz out there like, oh, maybe whoever Jerry gets, they're going to ask that new coach to have a spot for Jason Garrett on the staff, that sort of thing I've heard reports of. So I think it's horrible that you're stringing him out because the assistants are fired, right? Chris Richard is interviewing for the Giants job like later this week. So my theory, the only reason, because this makes absolutely no sense. I've fired people before. The way you do it is one bullet to the back of the head, not 1,000 cuts. So my only theory is that they got to talk to Zimmer first, and they can't do that just yet until they lose in New Orleans. That's my theory. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's good, but that's the only thing I can come up with that makes this make sense in any way, Joe.
I mean, his contract expires in the next couple of days anyway, so maybe they're just allowing him to say goodbye to the players, do all the exit.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
So how have quarterbacks making their playoff debut done in the history, Dane, of the NFL? Because we do have we've got three of them actually going to do battle this weekend. Josh Allen in Buffalo, Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. And Carson Wentz, by the way, is this is his first playoff game. So his name is not Nick Foles. His name is Carson Wentz. And yes, it is his first game. So now Tannehill, we got a five. He's getting 5.5 points, right? He's traveling to Foxborough. You've got Josh Allen will play first on Saturday. That's going to be a 2.5, 3-point game for the Buffalo Bills. And then, of course, Wentz, 1.5 point dog at home, taking on Russell Wilson, a guy who's definitely been there and done that. So what does it all tell us? Well, since 2005, we know there have been 44 first-time starters as a playoff quarterback. And what it tells us, Dane, is that don't spend an awful lot of money backing the first-time quarterbacks in the playoffs, guys. In fact, all quarterbacks first-time, like those three we just mentioned, not good. 14-30 straight up, 12-31-1 against the number. And whether it really is home or away, it doesn't really make a darn bit of difference. Quarterbacks at home, 9-18 straight up, Dane, 7-20 against the number. While quarterbacks, who have been who are favorites on the favorite team, 9-14 straight up, 6-17 against the number. So bottom line is favorite, dog, road, away. History tells us that those first timers, and again, this is why a lot of those numbers we gave you last hour favor road teams, mostly because a lot of those situations were the road team was the more experienced team going to a newbie, you know, so to speak, a team that has not been in the playoffs. So there is right. something to be said for experience. There is definitely something to be said, both straight up and against the number. It has not been good for first-time playoff quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Ryan Tannehill, and guys, even Carson Wentz. This is his first playoff game. So keep that in mind. Experience certainly matters in the quarterback spot here, Dane.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. You know, we talk about this in most sports, the idea that there's levels to this. There's a progression, right? We talk about that in the first and second round of the NBA playoffs as well, right? A team learning how to win. There's reasons that those sayings are sayings because there's truth to them. My, I don't know if frustration is the word, Joe, but you know, we've talked about so many different trends and they contradict each other. You know, you talked a lot about these road teams, you know, kind of going 8-0. You said road teams were 8-0 against the spread. Yep. Well, that's Buffalo and Tennessee, right? Mm-hmm. But now these first-time quarterbacks, they defecate the mattress the first time. Well, yep. That's Buffalo and Tennessee. So I think for me, what it speaks to, and a lot of these trends also going back, whatever, 5-6 years, you know, it's a different roster. You know, different coaching staffs, all sorts of differences. So for me, the hard part, the challenge is to figure out of all this data, Joe, out of all these trends, which ones are the ones that we care about most? Well, I know we don't like narratives, right? But we always have to take what the numbers are telling us and feed it into our own perception of what we actually believe is going to happen and find what the best correlation is.
Why we're giving you the information.
Absolutely.
It's why anybody who says that they are, an 80%, winning better is full of crap, guys, because there is enough data out there that it, you've got to figure out how to prioritize it. What means more to you? What doesn't? Where do you put certain, how do you rate first time quarterbacks in the, right. in the process here versus the, teams that who have statistical trends, not only just this year, but even teams who come in rolling. I mean, the hot team. Now, is there any better team than, I mean, Philadelphia comes into this, playoff series rolling here, guys, having won, I believe, their last four games of the season yeah. rolling into the playoffs. So, you know, where do you put the emphasis on, you know, road teams with experience versus teams with no experience? Where does it all fall for you? Because listen, Tennessee, New England is a classic case. You, while a road team has been extremely sure. profitable over the last couple of years, guys, that we have told you against the number, they're 8-0 the last two wild card years. Okay, but you've got now a rookie quarterback, which is not profitable to back against the number or straight up. And you got a first-time team coming into the playoffs that has not been there. Another not right. profitable situation to back up. So when you get all of this data, the key to being a quality handicapper is going, what do I put more weight on? That's the key to all of this. What do you weigh and how much weight do you give it in the process, Dane? And also bear in mind, what you've in recent form, the last 3 to 4 weeks of the season, who's been hotter than, I mean, we keep talking about Philadelphia, like, oh God, Philadelphia, they were lucky to get, they've won the last four games of the season, guys. They're rolling the playoffs now winning games.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we may have just lost Joe, but that is my point. You know, this idea of there's trends that'll say anything. You know, we can make data tell a story, whatever kind of story we want. And so that's why for me, you know, Joe mentioned earlier in the show this idea of Saturdays and Sundays. I don't care what day of the week it's on. You know, I care more about the trends that have to do with, like, the players that are in the games. I could see, Joe, a Josh Allen, a Ryan Tannehill, with it being their first time out there against teams that are at home, where their coaching staff and their quarterbacks, they have been there before. Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson, now they haven't advanced much, but at least they've been in this round. Like, this will not be new for them, okay? Even random, even little things, Joe, like having to get tickets for 40 family members, you know, different practice schedules because it's a Saturday. These are things that an experienced team like Houston or New England are a little bit more used to. I'm more likely to put stock into trends that have to do with these real players that have happened this year, as opposed to 5 weeks, you know, 5 years ago, the Saturday games when it's 30 degrees outside, that sort of thing. Give me the stats that are about these players and these teams as constructed.
Yep. Yeah. It's a fine line. It truly, truly is. But what it's also told us, though, keeping in mind, you're betting numbers, guys. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you are betting numbers. So is there any value in the number? Where does the value lie in these games? Knowing that the books are well aware who it is you are going to back in the general public, the recreational money, the guys that don't that aren't, you know, didn't watch a whole lot of football, may not care, want a little action.
Mm-hmm.
They're betting, okay? They're betting the Saints. They are betting the Patriots. The books know this. They're going to go favorites. So they're also, you need to know, is that if you're backing a favorite, you're probably paying a half a point. You know, you're going to be laying an extra half a point to a point than you need to be, because the books already know it. That's why they're shading it that way. So it's a fine, thin line to do it. Yeah, and also don't forget, you got a dome game coming up this week, too, which changes things a little bit here. In you got two dome teams playing each other in New Orleans and Minnesota, and we talked about the unders being profitable on wild card weekend, no doubt, over the years. But, guys, we got playoff teams in a dome, two playoff teams. Yep. So points might be happening a lot in that game, given what we know about domes. So it's another thing, one of these other things, Dane, that you got to keep. And what'd we say that was, 49 the total in that game?
49 and a half is the total for the game in the dome. But to your point, Joe, right, the trend can hold true. Yes. Okay, it could go. The unders can go 3-1 this weekend,
but
the Saints game can go over. You know what I mean? So you have to take all this data, all these trends that us here in Make It Rain, everyone on Sports Grid will be giving you all week long, and you have to see what resonates with the way you see this game, and then go ahead and put your shekels in and hopefully cash at the window.
Yep, and again, I mean, same thing with Tannehill. Has there been anybody more profitable to the over than Ryan Tannehill? In his, I mean, guys, he's 9-1. His last 10 games, he's 9-1 since he took over to the over. So while there's other factors involved in that, but the reality is, guys, damn, he's 78% to the over. Do you get in front of that train?
Right, but that also, that offense has looked different and better, right? That's more than just him.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
AJ Brown, Derrick Henry, a revelation.
Yep. So things to take into consideration, which is why you are here, because we give them all to you. And then we just say, good luck, man. I'll figure it out. Yeah, that's exactly it. We'll tell you how we'll lose our money. You can tell us how you lose your money. We're all good to go.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast. We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @AtlandiaPodcasts and listen to Atlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
All right, don't forget YouTube, guys, Sports Grid Network. Make sure you subscribe, follow us to get all the fantasy and sports wagering advice you need all the time simply by following us, subscribing to us here on YouTube at the Sports Grid Network, as well as Instagram at Sports Grid TV. And it is a monster day for sports wagering here with a couple of bowl games, 9 NBA games, 73 college hoop games, and 12 NHL games. Never a better time for you to put your money where your mouth is and open yourself up a sports wagering account. You can do so with FanDuel. It is Jersey's largest sports book. You just got to go to FanDuel.com/grid. You'll get that free bet of up to $500 right now. That's right. You're going to get a free bet of up to $500 simply by opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You got point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering. Whether it's college or pro sports, guys, you're definitely in control, but you got to go to FanDuel.com/grid, open that new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Now, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. So a couple of storylines over the last 48 hours since we last spoke to you have come to light. The first is Ron Rivera, in fact, was announced and confirmed to be the Washington Redskins' new coach. He's also bringing in somebody he's very familiar with. Jack Del Rio will be his DC, his defensive coordinator. And Del Rio has certainly excelled in that spot here along the line. So he had defenses in Denver, guys, that were phenomenal for a couple of years. He also understands what the NFC East is all about. He is a guy, I think, that another very well-experienced guy that was bound to get another job somewhere along the lines. I think it's a good hire for him. I love the Rivera in Washington. It creates stability in an organization that doesn't have any when you've got two guys with that kind of track record who, by the way, have played the game and who are just as respected as players as they are running teams as coaches. So it's you hit a home run there. And meanwhile, you got Jacksonville that, you know, decides to go, we're going to keep it status quo. We obviously think Tom Coughlin was the issue, that it wasn't Doug Marrone and company. So, Dave Caldwell, the general manager, Doug Marrone, they stay, congratulations there. Let's see how well that works out. And then you got the Browns who did something very interesting. They got rid of John Dorsey. But they didn't get rid of him until after they fired Kitchens, right? They let him fire Kitchens. And then a couple of days later, they basically fired him and said, yeah. And the reason why has no doubt, because everything that we have heard coming out and being leaked is that the Browns were going to let the head coach, pretty much have free rein on a lot of roster moves and everything else along those lines. And you got an egotistical John Dorsey who, right. You know, was ballsy enough to think that Freddie Kitchens was going to be the guy. He chose Freddie Kitchens over Greg Williams because he didn't want to have to battle with a headstrong head coach. Now you're telling him that whoever the organization hires is probably going to be a step above whatever Dorsey was. No shock that they have moved on from John Dorsey. And it's also no shock that the name that keeps popping up here is Josh McDaniels, who is rumored to not only want to be the, you know, not only want to be the cook, he's going to want to pick the groceries, too. So I don't think it surprises me that the next guy in Cleveland probably going to have a lot more power than anybody else, which if you get the right guy, good. If you get the wrong guy, not so good. But I think it's clear they want Josh McDaniels in Cleveland from all the stories that we are hearing.
Yeah, Joe, you talk about get the right guy. Well, in my opinion, the right guy or elite talent at that coaching level probably didn't want the job if they had Dorsey there as the GM.
Mm, exactly.
Similar to how, oh, Bruce Allen parts ways with Washington, thus clearing the way for adults and respected coaches. I don't know that Rivera wanted to be there if it was Bruce Allen. You know what I mean? Like, you want to, if you're kind of a, sought after head coach, right? Like McDaniels is going to be, like we thought Rivera was as a veteran that, you know, has won coach of the year twice. He probably told organizations, yo, yeah. I'm into it, but not if that guy is my boss. In the way, Joe, that like Cliff Kingsbury went to Arizona, right? And I'll bet that part of the interview process was like, okay, and if I get the job, we're trading Rosen and taking Kyler one, right? I bet Rivera said the same thing. Yeah, I love this opportunity, but you got to get rid of Bruce Allen, right? And I bet, you know, Cleveland, they're making calls, right? Matt Rhule declined to interview there with Cleveland, right? Maybe they're seeing that they could only get candidates, top-level candidates, if they cleared the path because they didn't want that albatross of John Dorsey hanging over their neck. I think that is interesting. You talked about Marone also. He's a Bronx guy, so I can't get too mad at him. But I do think they had an opportunity to fully turn the page. We talk about how, you know, when it's time to move on to do it all. And I know Caldwell's there as the GM, but they got Coughlin. I think they could have, should have gone complete blank slate, although Khan says that would be too much transition for that organization. We'll see how it goes.
You know, that's you're sending the message that the problem was Coughlin and not.
They're going to put it all on Coughlin.
That's basically it. Now, okay, let's see how that works out. Whether Jacksonville, maybe the damage has already been done, but we shall see. It should also be noted, too, that the Redskins are expected to hold on to Kevin O'Connell, who was the offensive coordinator there this year. Apparently, his relationship with Haskins is well documented, and they are going to retain him as the offensive coordinator, help groom Haskins, who did make big strides here this year, let's face it, from what he looked like compared to where he finished just before he got hurt. He looked like a much better quarterback and looks like he's progressing well. So new regime in Washington, about to be a new regime. And I can't wait to see what happens to Dorsey, too. I can't wait to see where if he ends up getting another job, because like we've all said, we all want to blame Kitchens, but Kitchens was set up to fail by John Dorsey. And as good as Dorsey's record might be from getting talent, everything he touched in Cleveland turned to crap. And it started the minute that he got rid of Hugh Jackson and watched Greg Williams and Zampezi and everyone else bring that. And then he gets rid of everyone and brings in Kitchens. Like, this is all on you, Dorsey. So let me know how that works out. But if Josh McDaniels goes, what happens in New England exactly? I'm just curious. What happens in New England? I think it's very telling. If he interviews, no matter what happens here in the playoffs, and he agrees to take that job, I don't.
Fall of Rome.
It ain't coming. Yeah, like Brady, get used to it, Patriot fans. The idea of Brady in another jersey is a reality here, guys, whether you want to believe it or not. It's a reality, because if they don't win this weekend, if I'm Josh Daniel, I'm the first ticket out of there, dude. See you guys. Bye-bye. Thanks very much. See you later. What are you going to do? Who's the backup quarterback again? The kid from,
Jarrett
Auburn?
Stidham.
What? Yeah, okay, good. Jarrett, let me know how that works out. Yeah, he's not hanging out for Jarrett Stidham. Not happening,
I mean, listen, Joe, in here in New York, in big old sports talk radio buzz. Remember last year when there was all that stuff about Belichick and Brady? There's buzz out here about, like, oh, Bill Belichick has always wanted to coach the Giants.
Oh, wow.
And if it goes left this weekend, you're talking about McDaniels out. We're talking about Brady. You know, God forbid, could Bill Walt move on?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different story for a different day. I also wanted to, you know, you were talking about some movements. I wanted to highlight two real quick, Joe, that, you know, aren't coach changes, but I think are interesting data points, because, you know, next year there'll always be that bet who will be the first coach fired, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there were some interesting telltale signs for that bet also. Matt Nagy had to fire all his assistants.
Okay? Yeah.
And that, to me, that's the last step before the gun points at you, Joe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, we'll let you stay, but here are the changes you have to make. And so he did that. So watch Nagy and Chicago. Matt Patricia did the same thing in Detroit, Joe. And remember, I was talking about the Lions, remember, as it related to Caldwell and Patricia and how they haven't taken that step. Well, he had to fire his assistants as well. So I look at Chicago and I look at Detroit at places where the front office, like, is not happy. Those coaches just snuck by and got by about Black Monday. They get like a little stay of execution. So
yep.
Nagy and Patricia, for me, are going to be high up on the, like, who's first coach to be fired next year.
Yeah, it's coming. You know, there's only so many other guys you can blame before it starts turning to you, because and that especially. But it looks like they are going to be committed to certainly going to be committed to Trubisky at this particular point. You might as well. You're paying them peanuts here. So let's see if see what can happen there. But they got rid of everybody over there. And you're right. It's going to be a whole new look, and it's good. I mean, a couple of these teams hitting a reset button. I'm going to find it interesting to see what happens in Carolina with this guy, David Tepper, who seems to be coming more and more like Daniel Snyder every day. The more this guy opens his mouth, the more I seem to think that this guy is going to have say in everything and hands in everything, which I don't necessarily know is a great thing. Especially since the guys, you know, what has he done in the NFL besides, you know, buy a team and what?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You know what I mean? So I'd be a little concerned for the Carolina Panthers, but I do think already there are teams on the clock. I think there are coaches on the clock, Dan, to your point, starting next year, that it's going to be do or die. And listen, Adam Gase, whether it's him, burner account, all of that crap, it doesn't make a darn bit of difference. If there is not that next step with Sam Darnold, let us not forget that Woody will, he'll be done playing ambassador next year, and he'll be back running this team. And I can assure you, Woody is not going to sit there and handle any of that crap coming back in. So Gase and company, they are on the clock in New York. Woody didn't hire Gase. Remember that.
Yeah. And I'm also looking at the Chargers, Joe.
Yeah.
Overall, what's up with Phillip Rivers? They already fired the offensive coordinator, Wisenhunt, in the season. When does the gun fire at Lynn?
Sooner rather than later, but we'll see what happens.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. and they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
All right, guys, get ready here on this January the 2nd, 2020. Get ready for plenty of action today, including 73 college hoops games, 9 NBA games, 12 NHL games, and don't forget a couple of bowl games coming up here beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And, yeah, we can hear the restaurant here, guys. Yep, there
morning,
we go.
Greg.
Good. Yeah. So we got that all taken care of. But I will say this. The game at 3 o'clock today, the Birmingham Bowl, the Mike Blewett Bowl, Boston College and taking on a Cincinnati team. Just two things of note in this game, guys. Number one, the weather. There are flood warnings all throughout Birmingham right now because of the storm that's about has been there, and it's now going to get progressively worse as the day goes on. So many of the cities and towns and municipalities in and around where this is being held are under serious flood watch. It's been raining there, and the winds have been at least 10 miles an hour or more. So I would keep an eye on the total right now. It was at 55.5. I think that total is going to continue to move down as that storm approaches. And you also have a situation where this could become a very one-dimensional game for both teams because the passing is not going to be effective, and that means the running game is going to have to take place. So it's not like both of these teams pretty good defensively. The biggest problem for Boston College, their passing defense, but if you can't pass, there's really nothing to
Mother
take advantage
helps
of.
You with defense.
Yeah, so the under might definitely be a
the
way
BC
to
Eagles are bringing Mother Nature in the box.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be ugly there in Birmingham, number one. Plus, Cincinnati, listen, a 10-win team is playing in the Birmingham Bowl here, guys, after having not one but two chances to take down Memphis, and they could have played Penn State and got their asses handed to them. But no, now they're in Birmingham. On January the 2nd, taking on BC. So I would 6-6 teams versus 10-3 teams have proven in the past in bowl games to be very profitable to take the points with the 6-6 team. They tend to, they're thankful they're there playing in a bowl game while, Cincinnati's going to be like, okay, great. We're in Birmingham. And then it's a coin flip in tonight's game, too, by the way. Tennessee and Indiana. Tennessee started off 2-5. They won their last five games. Indiana, a basketball school, had an amazing year this year and played really good against the Big Ten big competition. This is truly going to be a coin flip game. I would also look at the total in this one tonight, Dan, as both of these teams, like watching paint dry on offense, very slow. No, you know, not what you saw last night in the Rose Bowl where hurry up, let's get up on the line. The clock goes down to 3-2. Oh, they hike the ball, that kind of situation. So two very slow-paced offensive teams with pretty good defenses. So that game, the Gator Bowl tonight, take a look at the number in that, the total for those games. And then, you know, we haven't talked about it yet, but this national championship game, Dane, is, boy, oh, boy, the money continues to come flying in on LSU. There's been a little bit of movement back towards Clemson, but man, there are just the LSU money. Oh boy, talk about that. And this is another one of those cases we talked about it in the NFL, but been there, done that. It's got to account for something, Dane. Does it not in this particular spot?
You would think so. And Dabo and Trevor Lawrence and ETN and that crew, they have done it before. I guess my question back to you, Joe, would be, do you count LSU? They did it last weekend. You know, they were in the semifinal. Does that count as having been there as experience for this playoff? Because if so, then they got it just as much, right? But right, you got to think that after what people saw LSU do, the yep, 8 touchdowns from Burrow, this is going to be publicly inflated. It's also pretty much in the LSU home. It's a home game for LSU.
That's correct.
You know?
Yep.
So that adds to it for me as well. But you're right. You know, Trevor Lawrence has yet to lose a college football game. So, yes, you know, pump the brakes on just thinking that they're going to get rolled.
Yep. Some, and again, we'll tell you this just because understanding that the books know who you're going to back here. And they also know that you're going to back the over. And the over has already got 80% of the bets here, wow, Dane. So, that is a little, we know because of the amount of points that LSU scored against Oklahoma, yeah, recency bias, that number's a little inflated, guys. I'm just saying that number is a little bit inflated. I can assure you the defense of Clemson will have a little more success than the defense of Oklahoma had, right, against LSU and Joe Burrow. So, Ed Orgeron, I love him. The question remains, you know, this is, can you, on the big stage, can you be able to get these guys ready to go against what is, as good as Alabama was, guys, this, it just seems like Clemson is a, it's a different animal. Now, ACC or not, that's a lot of experience. And when these 6'6" quarterbacks, have you noticed this, Dane, even with, even last night with Justin Herbert, when they stride, it's like, it takes you 3 steps to get to their 1 stride. You know how quick those guys are? Like, I couldn't be blown away with how much Trevor Lawrence and, like, when they're striding, it's like, holy crap, they're blowing past, like, they're blowing past defensive backs like they're standing still. I'm like, well, when you're 6'6" and you got strides like that, I guess you can make up some, you can get up some distance there.
Yeah, and listen, we saw Trevor Lawrence do that in the semi. We saw Justin Herbert with not one, not two, but 3 rushing touchdowns. And what I said at the top of the show, Joe, I maintain that makes them a better attractive option at the next level as well. These just stand and deliver from the pocket quarterbacks. It's great and all, but look at who's playing still in the NFL. You need to be able to do a little bit something, even if it's just pocket mobility like you'd see out of Aaron Rodgers. And we did see that out of Lawrence and out of Herbert. I think that makes them better prospects moving forward.
Yep. You, it's, I think that's going to be a lot of fun to watch those guys because we've heard so much about the undersized guys like you're talking about.
Right.
I think there's a couple of dudes that are, over the next couple of years, guys, that are going to come out 6'5", 6'6". They are big dudes. That's exactly your dream quarterback scenario, is it not? I mean, I know we love the RPO, but, man, having a dude 6'6", with a cannon that can run.
The evolution.
Damn, is that going to be something fun to watch what goes on there. And by the way, like you had mentioned it, Trevor Lawrence wins this national championship. He's 2 for 2. Is he playing next year? Is he playing? Right? I don't.
You go to the recruiting camp, IMG Academy all year. I'm serious. Like, why? There's literally nothing to gain. You will be number 1. You'll be undefeated. You won 2 national championships. Take that, Dabo. I'm walking away, but I got you 2, so it's all good. And you risk no injury, and you just, you know, you work on your footwork or whatever on the whiteboard, whatever it is, and you just stay healthy and you keep your prestige image untarnished. I mean, to be honest, I guess it's just like, how far do you go? You know what I mean, Joe? Because I would have said
what
the
else?
Same thing.
Right. Yeah,
I would have said the same thing about like Lamar Jackson after his sophomore season, you know,
or some of these
guys. But then the point is made, like in Alabama, didn't Ruggs get hurt yesterday?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, see,
and then they show like, oh, but Jerry Judy's still playing. So you never know. Like, do you have the injury or not? Does it impress scouts and potential teams that you're out there with your brothers for one last go? You know, it's very interesting. But yeah, if I was Trevor Lawrence and I won this game, I'd be like, yo, you ain't hearing from me until my name's called at the podium.
what else would there possibly be to, you know, to, and there's just nothing else to prove. The only thing, and there has to come a point at some time where you go, listen, my stock will never be higher than what it is.
Exactly.
Than it is right now. And I think the same thing could be said for Matt Rhule right now in Baylor. Dude, you will your stock will never be as high as
this is right
now.
This is where you put your chips in.
This is where you got to take it. And whether you like it or not, I mean, it's nice that you're saying no, and I get that. But the truth is the market will never be. You don't know what next year could bring. No. You just got waxed by Georgia. So the value for you is never going to be more than what it is right now. And absolutely. Not to mention, listen, the great thing about a college coach making the transition to the NFL, you can always come back. I mean, look at Chip Kelly, you know, look at, you know, I mean, go down the list of coaches who made the jump, didn't work. There will always be a college job available for you. Like, if you're going to do it, now would be the time to do it, Matt Rhule. And as far as Trevor goes, like, win the national championship, dude, and then sit on the sidelines next year. There's nothing left for you to prove. You can only go downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean, look at Matt Rhule. Like you said, you know, he took Temple from one win, took Baylor from like three wins, whatever it is. Your stock is never going to be that high. And also, you know this, the dirty little secret, Baylor is not a perennial powerhouse. So the fact that he's going to sustain that is low. You got Texas coming up with Ellinger. You got other schools in that conference. Cash it in now. You're sought after now. And to your point, if he defecates the mattress in the NFL, he still has that college reputation. Someone will still come back. It's kind of the recency bias of the market. Joe, we have a poll question up on Twitter. I am flabbergasted by this, Joe. The question is, which road team do you like most to win outright in the NFL this weekend? Where do you think the people went?
I would think they went Seattle.
Okay, so Seattle is the second choice with 32%. Joe, 38% and the leader took the Tennessee Titans.
Ah, wow.
People are all ready to hop on the grave, Joe. People are so ready to dance on the grave. That's why I'm like, maybe one more time New England gets the win. 38% say the Titans have the best shot to win outright over Seattle, over the Bills. And, you know, the Vikings are the Vikings came in last with 7% of the vote.
Yeah, it's also the reason why contrarian bettors make more money than God is because people do exactly that. They bet and take polls with their heart and not the reality of the situation.
Right.
And the reality is you are basically saying that Ryan Tannehill is a first time playoff quarterback is somehow going to go on the road into Foxborough and take down Belichick and Brady, which history tells us has never been a smart bet ever. But you're voting that that's going to be the likely road team to upend, and I would say that would probably be...
That's the one.
that would be my last choice on the list, because you got three first-time quarterbacks, guys. We told you, in the playoffs, you're going to have Josh Allen, Tannehill, and even Carson Wentz. First-timers, guys. First-timers, awful in their first playoff debut. Absolutely awful. Not just straight up. Against the... awful, guys. The numbers are terrible. So while it's nice to think, and nobody can take, I think Tannehill's already earned himself that contract, I think, right? He's the future of Tennessee. I don't see why they would let him go.
Something, I don't know. But we'll still, Joe, you got to promise me maybe next week we'll do the game. I've got like 10 or 11 names. And for all of them, we got to be like, stay and start, stay and not start, you know, go somewhere else to be a backup, whatever. We got to play the game. I got like 10 or 11 names, and that doesn't even count the draft, where are going to be very interesting. You know, Dalton, Cam, Mariota, Tannehill, Carr, Brissett, Brady, Rivers.
The biggest one to me is Brady. What happens to Brady? Because that's going to signal whether or not it's over. Now, I will say this. They still play in the AFC East. And there's still a few teams in the AFC East that are a couple of years away from anything except for Buffalo, what they have owned Buffalo over the years. So while it might be over from the dynasty standpoint, it would really be over if I think Brady was wearing a different uniform next year. And if Brady's gone, then, you know, go down the list, guys. Like you said, the possibility of Belichick to any other team. I mean, what you want to talk about control?
That's right.
Here you go. It's all yours. Here's the franchise, Bill. Here's the Robert Kraft might not be sleeping well at night. I just don't know what he's going to choose. You're basically choosing between Brady and Belichick, Kraft. That's your choice.
Right?
That's your choice.
It has
good luck with that.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Yeah, don't look now, guys, but it is not only a new year, 2020, as we're here on this January the 2nd, but it is also the return of the PGA Tour, guys, as the fellas are back in Hawaii today, getting ready. You got the it's here, guys.
Let's go.
The world's best, including number 6 in the world, Tiger Woods, teeing it up in Hawaii today, as is Dustin Johnson. I mean, you go down the list, guys. We got some big names. John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Dustin John, Zan. They're all back, guys. We are all back. Brooks Koepka, Rory.
Yeah.
All back, guys. All ready to rock and roll in Hawaii. So get ready. We will we'll be dropping some Thursday, Friday matchups coming up.
Nice.
Here
as
I mean, think about it. We're 60 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting, Dane. That's how ridiculous it is. 60 days away. And then, of course, Tiger will be defending in the Masters come April. Guys, here it comes, man. It's starting already on the PGA Tour. Hard to believe. New year. We're going to finish up with the football here. National champions, yeah. Super Bowl eventually. And then it's, you know, welcome to March Madness, NBA playoffs, the Masters, golf. It's
XFL, it's Joe. XFL, Joe. Let's bet some money on football in the spring. And listen, Joe, you don't have to deal with it because you're in Miami, right? But up here in New York, when I see golf in January, I call it like weather pornography because I can look at the screen and see beautiful sun skies, beautiful manicured lawns, and that's what I need. So remind me, though, when we play golf, I'm going to be on John Rahm and Xander Schauffele this year. I think this is Rahm and Schauffele's year.
Yep. Well, it's interesting you brought it because he is, quite honestly, both of those dudes are the two favorites in this tournament here. In Hawaii. Yeah, that's correct.
Those are my guys. You know, those
Rahm
are my guys.
4-1. Yep. Rahm at 4-1. Xander Schauffele 6-1 currently now, dude, if you want to hop on him. And Dustin Johnson and Cantley 10-1. Two guys in good form, and don't look now. There's Tiger Woods, number 6 in the world, dude. Number 6.
Wow.
In the world. Wow. He was 306 a year ago at this time.
But are people afraid of him? Like they're afraid of the Patriots? Probably not anymore.
No.
He can get it done, though.
Yeah. And will there be value?
Ooh.
Lot to unroll here. Welcome to 2020. That's it. We'll get ready.
Happy New Year, guys.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.